Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayers. My name is Esther and I'm part of the community here. So this morning, after just doing some of my reflection, I thought we'd start the morning prayer by reading our Psalms together, Psalms 46 together. So join me in reading Psalms 46 together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear through the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of the day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the solutions he has brought on the earth. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." So today's prayer reflection, it's drawn from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 1-13. And I will read from the Chapel Bibles. It is on page 267, for those who would like to follow. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went out, entered the field, and began to glean behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you," they answered. Boaz asked the overseer of the harvesters, "Who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is the Moabite who came from Moab with Naomi." She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She came into the field and has remained here from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in other field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along the women. I've told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner. Boaz replied, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you've done. May you richly be rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Let's take a moment of silence. So in chapter 1, we saw Ruth and Naomi return to Bethlehem as widows and childless mothers. But in this chapter, in despair, and Ruth and Naomi faced with hunger, Ruth decided to go and glean the farms to feed herself and her mother-in-law. The farmers were not to completely harvest their feed so the poor and the needy could come and glean the remaining grains for themselves. Ruth meets Boaz in the fields, who was Naomi's relative. Boaz was a great man of wealth, great standing in society, and a man of God. Meeting Boaz for Ruth brought a ray of light and hope for her mother-in-law through her hard work, humility, and kindness. Ruth found grace and favor in the eyes of Boaz. Through him, she found companionship among the young women working in the fields, and she found protection from the young men. She found a refreshment from thirst and kindness from Boaz. We begin this morning by reading Psalms 46, that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Ruth and Naomi trusted God. They might have felt lost, especially for Naomi coming back to a place where she lost the husband and the sons, feeling shattered and without a home. And this story of Ruth shows how God's love is constant and unyielding and how it's always welcoming. So this morning, I would like us to ponder about our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, those who are close to us. What do these relationships mean to us? What do you think God requires of us when either being a stranger or when you find a stranger among you? And thinking about Boaz and Naomi, what is our experience of the powerful and being powerless? And what is our attitude towards the powerful? What is our attitude towards our own sense of powerlessness? Thinking about those who have left their families, homes, countries, their people for work, for ministry, for peacekeeping missions, for refugees, for families separated by war. Think of Ruth. What do you think God requires of us when being a stranger or when we find a stranger among us? In what ways can we overlook people around us? and thinking of God's providence, how difficult or easy it can be for some. Putting food on the table doesn't come easy for some. Have you ever found yourself with no food or had to eat of leftovers or from a food bag, or you had to get relief food from the government? And thinking of God's grace and the grace of others. Have you ever found grace from a stranger? Dear Lord, thank you. For we are part of ever-increasing family through faith in Christ. Help us to grow more in grace. And as we think of relationships in our lives, please help us to love and make space in our hearts and in our lives to love not only friends, family, and neighbors, but strangers, the orphans and the widows as well. You guard the weary and feed the poor. We pray for those who are in need today, in need of food, and for refugees looking for a home, for the weary who feel lost and might need your salvation. May your kingdom come for all. In the name of Jesus, may we find favor in your eyes. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'll leave you with a song. Please sit still and when it finishes, you can feel free to leave the chapel. And breakfast will be served shortly after that.
Till